Well, these days, what with all of the juggling and the sausage cooking and things going on in his studio, I don't get a lot of chance to talk to my rhythm pal, but hopefully tomorrow night during the England-Hungary football match I will do. Tonight's programme comes to... Incidentally, the bloke who comes in from Sue Records tomorrow will bring some copies of the records for me, you know what I mean? Tonight's programme comes to you from Marquee Smith's Squat, and we've got sessions from two Humberside bands, the Luddites and Red Guitars, and the Laird finished his programme with, a rhythm and blues classic, a rock and roll classic, but starting in the same sort of vein. It's just like the morning programmes, except it's not the Beatles for a change. You'll doubtless recall that the Flying Burrito Brothers did an excellent version of that on their live LP of a few years ago. You remember that, do you? Of course you do. Go on with you. That's Homer Banks on Kent Records from an LP called On the Soul Side, and that was A Lot of Love. This is Mark Riley, formerly of The Fall, as I'm sure you know, on In Tape Records, his second single for them. It's called Jumper Clown.
Jump a clown.
Riley, a new single, that's on In Tape Records, and Jump a Clown, the name of it. And Dave and Mick of Stoke wrote to me accusing me of passing them when they were hitching from the Knutsford service area on the M6, passing them in a dirty white Mercedes. I do not now, nor ever have, owned a Mercedes, so it wasn't me. Somebody looks like me. Perhaps the bloke out of Personal Column. Well, I can't really see him as a Mercedes driver either. And they wanted the Trix's Big Red Motorbike session repeated, and doubtless it will come around shortly, but not tonight. What we're dealing with... No, that's too tenuous a link. I think I'll just press on. Here's Slime, though. This is from another LP from Aggressive Rock Productions, and the LP is called Alle gegen alle, which means all against all, I think, is how it's translated to me, anyway. And this particular song, although if you don't speak German, obviously it's not going to mean a great deal to you, there are two words of English in there which you'll spot fairly early on. They're Robin Hood, in case you don't catch them.
Er war stolz und stark und hatte Mut, und wurde ein zweiter Robin Hood. Damit klauen sie die Rechte und beschenken die Arme, doch die Mächte gern, sie kann den Teil erwarmen, und verlor seinen Job. Störlebeka, wir vergessen dich nicht. Störlebeka, wo wir trinken auf dich. Störlebeka, du hast der beste Mann aller Zeit. Ein Festland lässt du dein Schild, es soll der Waffe nicht bereuen. Und uns denkt, da liegen wir alle. Ha!
Große Fahne gehen, es ist doch jedes Schritt zu spät. Denn es kam für Verein, das liebe Gott ist Freund und aller Welt mein.
Seine Bäckerträger leer in einem Zug, dafür war überall bekannt. Seine letzten Bäckers waren Gabon, als sie wollten den Kuhi fand. Und sie brachten ihn nach Hamburg zurück. Das Beistand schon bereit. Klaus und seine 150 Mann, vorüber war ihre Zeit.
Störlebeka,
wir vergessen dich nicht.
Störlebeka,
und wir trinken auf dich.
Störlebeka,
du warst der beste Mann aller Zeit. Ein Flaschland ist du leise, es hat immer für dich gereicht. Und nun singt.
Oh, That's Slime from an LP, Alla Gagan Alla, from Aggressive Rock Productions of Berlin. And I'll give you their address again later in the programme, because I'm going to play another track from the LP. And last time I played something from Aggressive Rock Productions, I got quite a few letters and cards from people wanting to know what the address was. That was called Storterbecker, approximately. And now from Black Roots, from an LP which I was talking about last night on the programme, this is called The Father. Black Roots from an impending LP. Not quite sure when it's going to be in the shops, but it's excellent stuff. I can recommend it. And that's called The Father. And probably another track from that as well before the end of the programme, if everything goes according to plan. These next couple of selections will doubtless please the people who put together a magazine called Magic Bean, because they've been heralding Humberside bands a bit, and whilst lamenting the general dullness of the current British music scene. But they take heart from Zero One, I note, and the Smiths, of course, who are in danger of becoming everybody's favourite band at the moment. And they also praise The Fall, of course, and Jim Foetus. And it's about time that he did something else on his own, I think. I mean, in his writers as Jim Foetus, and not as like session musician. Anyway, the Red Guitars, followed by the Luddites.
Let us pray, oh let us pray, let us pray.
Those are the Luddites, and that's called Letters. And before that, Red Guitars and Dive, both bands from Humberside, as I've mentioned several times already, and won't mention again. Tomorrow night's sessions come from Fireworks and Tools You Can Trust, the latter being heard for the first time. Looking rather forward to hearing that, I must say. And one or two more requests, a hangover from the weekend, the activities of the weekend, from Donna to her brother Martin, with lots and lots of love. And also, this isn't anything to do, actually, with gigs at the weekend, but a regular correspondent of mine called Gerhard Lippert wanted me to send greetings to Brian Copeland, I think it was, or possibly Copland, who's a friend of his from Arnsberg in Germany, because they've lost contact, and I rather assume that they'd like to re-establish it, or at least Gerhard would. So if Brian Copeland is listening, or Copland, if he writes to me, I'll send his letter on to Gerhard. It's a Lonely Hearts Night tonight. This is from Sammy Masters, from that LP, which I played a track from, I think, last week sometime, which features nothing but tracks about Cadillacs. There are 20 of them or so. This is Pink Cadillac.
Red light, green light, here we go. I really know the bit burning up the road. Four carburetors and a hydromatic drive. I'm a turned down man at 105. Oh, 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 me. Take a look at that pink Cadillac. Oh, golly gee. With the four yellow wheels and the red on the back. I'm a telling you, Jack. I love that pink Cadillac, Cadillac, Cadillac. Oh, well, yesterday morning I walked by the lot. I saw the pink Cadillac and man, it sure looked hot. The salesman sold me that pretty little boat for no money down and $100 note. So, oh, oh, me, take a look at that pink Cadillac. Oh, got me, gee. With the four yellow wheels and the red on the back. I'm telling you, Jack, I love that pink Cadillac, Cadillac, Cadillac. I picked up a sweetie just to take him for a flight, and I showed the other cats my blue tape light. So, oh, oh, me, take a look at that pink Cadillac. Oh, golly gee, with the four yellow wheels and the red on the back. I'm a telling you, Jack, I love that pink Cadillac, Cadillac, Cadillac. Well, I hit the curb at the edge of town, I'm doing about 90 with the flaps all down. A pretty little chick grabbed me around the neck, I said, step on it, honey, you can make it by heck. Oh, 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 me, take a look at that pink Cadillac. Oh, golly gee, with the four yellow wheels and the red on the back. I'm telling you, Jack, I love that pink Cadillac, Cadillac, Cadillac. Well, the insurance company said, I'm sorry, son, ain't a solitary thing that can be done. It made me mad, so I got my gold, cause I still gotta make those $100 notes. Oh, 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 me, take a look at that pink Cadillac. Oh, golly gee, with the four yellow wheels and the red on the back. I'm telling you, Jack, I love that pink Cadillac, 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 Cadillac.
I think the late 50s Cadillacs were the very best of the lot. That's Sammy Masters, and you won't be surprised to hear that's on the Cadillac record label as well, from an LP called Boppin' Cadillac, and that was Pink Cadillac. This next is for the darts crew of Claudius Ash, I think it is, the Friday crew of the Prince of Wales, all little boy soldiers and small world fans everywhere, from Pete Foskett. What can it all mean? A little discharge.
Yeah.
Doesn't sense the work. And that's also for Steve, tonight's evening boy. He's not averse to a little discharge himself. That's on Clay Records. Does This System Work? The title of it. This is for David, Ning and Nam. I'm sorry for the rest of you about all these requests, but I'll do them as quickly as I can. And it's also for Tracy, Debbie, Martha and Sue of Middlesex Polly. And I wonder if two of them, there were a couple of people, a couple of young women dancing behind me, or at least at the side of the stage at one point of the evening, whenever it was, on Friday night. And one of them actually managed to contrive to knock herself unconscious. She was dancing with such vigour. And I was rather impressed by that, I must admit. You very seldom see it done. Anyway, New Order.
Please.
New Order, of course, and that was Age of Consent. And I've got a letter here from the people who do touch, and, well, I was about to say touch cassettes, but really they probably resent that, you know, in that it would seem to kind of, like, limit their horizons more than a little. But they sent me a subscription form, and they want me to announce details of this as soon as I possibly can. And they said they're going to be doing some live events at the Diorama, not a million miles away from here, in fact, where the headquarters of Collusion magazine is, and that's on the 19th and 20th of November, some time away, and they're going to send me details of that closer to the time. But obviously their stuff up until now has really been quite interesting, and they've had, I mean, people like New Order in fact have been on there, and Simple Minds, in addition to a great number of lesser known people. Anyway, if you want to know more about this, you can get in touch with them at well, Touch, obviously, 83 George Street, London West 1. It's as simple as that. Touch, 83 George Street, London West 1, to subscribe. What does it say? Hold on, so let me see what it says here. Four cassette recordings and four visual packages. Information about other Touch projects. First release covered by this subscription will be a travel log exploring concepts of travel and exploration, physical, intellectual and spiritual. Estimated time of arrival, November 1983. I think I'll have a pint of bitter if it's all right with you boys. This is Aaron Mbambo, which I can't say, on Earthworks Records from the LP Zulu Jive. And the title of it, I think we'd just better let pass for the time being. Lishanili Ilanga, approximately. That's on Earthworks Records. I can pronounce the African name, but not Earthworks. And the catalogue number of that is ELP. That's initials which strike a cold hand on my heart, that is for sure. ELP 2002, and the LP is called Zulu Jive. Back with the Red Guitars in Paris, France. We'll be right back.
Darling. The bird sprang about the wet cage. I had hung it outside the bedroom window on the second floor while I was away, knowing that rain would top up its water dish, that food would drift through the bars, and that concerned neighbours would exert their ingenuity to keep my darling going. How right I was. She ate 3 house martins a day and as many insects as she cared for. Even bats at dawn. The ecologist next door fired mice with a catapult and topped up her china cup with a water pistol that she bought specially. The man upstairs hung a bun on a piece of wire. "How well you look, my darling," I smiled as I brought her inside when I got back. "Did you have a good time?"
Ivor Cutler, as you might imagine, that comes from the LP Privilege on Rough Trade Records, and before that, The Red Guitars and Paris, France. And earlier on this evening, if you listen to the Laird's programme, I announced my intention of going out for a solitary Indian meal. I was going to go off and have, you know, feel sorry for myself and sit in a corner and read the current issue of Sounds. That was the only thing I could find to read, and I was just going to sit there and eat the meal sulkily and then come back here and moan about it on the radio. But I bumped into Leslie and Fiona outside, who have a fanzine, and they came along with me, and very decently allow me to buy them a meal. That's the kind of cooperation I like to get. And their fanzine is called Another Wonderful Moment, and there's an extended piece in there about Echo and the Bunnymen, and Orchestral Maneuvers, Aztec Camera, Orange Juice, Definition Denied, it says, and I suppose that must be a band. I haven't got as far as that, because the main bit that I've read so far is a long piece about me. Me, me, me! And if you want to know more about this, then, in fact, I mean, you don't have to read a bit about me, but the other bits are quite good. I'll give you the address after this next, which comes from Paul Haig from the LP Rhythm of Life, one of the few LPs which didn't get 5 stars in the current issue of Sounds, I think, from Les Disques du Crépuscule. This is Adoration.
Someone in a special way.
To be perfectly honest with you, I was overstating my case slightly, not for the first time, when I said that all of the LPs in Sounds have got five-star reviews except for that one. The only ones which did were those by Heavy Petin, Ryuichi Sakamoto and Culture Club, as far as I can see. But that was Paul Hay, and he copped for 3.5, and the LP's Rhythm of Life, and that was called Adoration. And the address for that, lost it, isn't that typical? Oh, here we go. The address for Another Wonderful Moment magazine is 21 Aragon Road, Twickenham, Middlesex. 21 Aragon Road, Twickenham, Middlesex. Aragon spelt wrong, actually, in my view, in that it's got a couple of R's in it, and the Aragon that I know has only got one. So put as many R's in there as you like. I'm sure it'll still get there. This is from the Luddites.